All right, so we are going to be in 1 Corinthians 15. Again, want to just let you all know how much I appreciate you and your being here today, but more than just you being here today, I just appreciate you. We're going to keep working through 1 Corinthians chapter 15, or 1 Corinthians, just the letter, and we're in chapter 15 now, which means that we're almost there. So we're going to work through chapter 15 over this Sunday night and then next Sunday night, and then we'll have a couple more lessons left. But we're almost there. More than just getting through this, though, I hope the Word is getting through to us. I hope that it's making its home in us, and we're gaining an even deeper appreciation for the Word of God and the way that God is working in our life, the grace of God. That's one thing that sticks out to me as we look at the church in Corinth. It's the grace that God had for these people who fumbled and bumbled and had great difficulties living with one another, and yet God used them for His purposes. That means He can use me. He can use you. So, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. Verse 3. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, He appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. So there are first things around us in the world, things that we've heard, things that we know first. For instance, the American Constitution, it begins like this: We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, of course, with other what we would consider precious documents, are crucial for the well-being of the citizens of the United States and for the nation in its entirety. Documents like these act as both road signs and guardrails, I would say, in keeping the American people, and especially the governmental officials, on the right track. That's the hope. Anyways, or take this statement from the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, excuse me, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so this, again, is a central statement to the United States. It acts